Begin the current Dav Mesach the Shabbos Dav Sadi Beis. Begin the Amnal. Begin the taste the Masel. That begins the words of the Gemara. The Ibayi, because if he wants to Mafkele, he could just tear it. Just can explain that because their purses weren't so tightly stitched, and therefore that's how you could take it out. And that is because the Gemara had asked a question. According to the one who holds Eged Kli Shmei Eged, can't say that this that says in the Brayse, if someone steals a purse in Shabbos and he pulls it out until it's out of the house of the owner, that is talking about where he takes it out from the bottom and the opening is towards the house, and therefore, yeah, he cannot take it out of the purse until it's totally out of the house, and therefore it's happening at the same time, even though it's attached in the house through the purse. And that says the Gemara, no, because what do you mean? You could tear it out from, even if you're taking it through the bottom, you could tear the bottom of the purse, and you could have the geneva even though you didn't have Shabbos yet. That's the taste. Near the read, it appears to the read. Obviously, Shakis and Shalahem. Obviously, their purses lohayu tefuris bechazik mishalonu. It wasn't tightly stitched as ours. Well, lohachi parchem makom tefil lo makomacha. They were asked not just to tear open any part of a leather bag or whatever it is. It's not so easy to rip it open. But their stitching on the bottom wasn't so strong the way we have ours, and therefore it was asking it from the bottom that whatever you could access it, even though the whole purse is not out, so you can have the geneva before that of Shabbos. So next to the master, begin the words of the Gemara, Rami Dabaya Dabaya. You have a contradiction of that Abaya and Abaya. Just going to explain that, why is that necessarily so? And that is because the Gemara said that each one attracted to the other one's opinion, and then says, oh, based on that opinion, how do we understand the different halacha? So Taisa explains, Kimble Lashas, because the Gemara knew, had a tradition, the Hach Milsu the Maisi, that the next teaching we're about to bring, Itmar Basu the Hadabahu, that it was said after they subsequently had retracted. And now it's a contradiction, because else you could just say what I mean is what they originally held. No, they knew it was said subsequently, therefore that's why the Gemara asked it as a contradiction on their newly revised opinions. Connect to the Masechet begins words of the Gemara, Hasal Lamala Megimel. There it's above three Tfachim. Let's just explain exactly what is the Gemara's answer. That is, the Gemara had answered according to what we said in the opening mission of our Masechta, that if the homeowner sticks his hand outside and the only takes from him is going to be Potter, I that contradicts what we're saying over here. So the Gemara says, no, there's Tumat above three Tfachim, and therefore it's not going to be Chayiv by taking out the loaf. In contrast, over here, Tumat below three Tfachim. Tais explains that Benihi Delav Shmei Eged. So, although you're right, we're going according to the one who says that we don't consider the hand attached to the body, so it should be Chayiv. So, just the wealthy man without the poor man even taking it, just thinking out should be Chayiv. No Hanochaleka. But since about three Tfachim, there's no placement. You did an Akira, but you didn't do Hanocha. That's Kedapirish, because that's how Rashi explains. But Hikshu Rabbi Lochanan, he asks, L'Rab, according to Rabbah. Specifically, Rabbi, the Mukim Masnin Bresh Mechilton, Rabbi Kiva, he explains the halacha of the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masech, Davdal Menav, like Rabbi Kiva. Dama that he says, Kluti Kemishon Chadam, he says that when it's in the ear space, it's like it's already resting on the ground. Bahach Bava, the Maisi Hacha. So then, regarding this case that we're bringing over here, that was saying that if the homeowner sticks his hand outside and the pauper takes from it, Amayshnem Baturin. So that's actually difficult. Why are both of them exempt? Balul Lamalam Gimel Rabbi Kiva. When it's above three Tfachim according to Rabbi Kiva, Kamoy Lamalam Gimel Rabbanan. It's the same equivalent as according to Rabbanan when it's beneath three Tfachim. Because whatever's in the airspace, you consider Klut Kibishan Chadim. It's like it's placed down. So why is he Potter? That should be like the Hanacha. Bishlamat says what you can say is, yeah, the Rabbah Sabah Eged Guf Shmei Eged. Rabbah holds that since it's still attached to his body, it is considered attached. And that's why he's Potter. You're right. Not because there's no Hanacha. There is Hanacha according to him. But he would hold, not like we're saying over here, that it's because of Eged Guf. Now, that was all according to Rashi's interpretation. Now, Barim Mefar, she explains a different Mahalach for our Gemara. It says, Hasam L'mal Megimel. The Gemara answers that within the beginning of the Masech, the opening Mishnah, that's Tumat above three Tvachim. That actually means, Ve'islon L'meimah, the Shmei Eged. In such a case, then you could say that we're going to see it as attached still to the body. Because I'm Parakam, like the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Gimel Medav. The yad basa guvagar. We view the hand as attached to the body, but that's when it's like just the only thing it's attached to is the body, because above three tefachim. Hachlamat megimla. Here, when we're saying it's beneath three tefachim, it's alav shmei eged. Here, we're not going to say it's attached to the body anymore because we view it as lovered to the ground, and that's why. That's the difference. So Taisa Barashi that said the Gemara's answer was saying yes, eged guf is lo shmei eged, but if it was above three tefachim, you just don't have a hanacha. But if it's beneath three tefachim, then you have a hanacha, and it's not attached to the body. The Re explains, no, the Gemara's answering is that if his hand is above three Tvachim, then you will say Eged Guv Shmei Eged, and then you'll be Potter. But if it's beneath three Tvachim, then you won't say Eged Guv Shmei Eged, and therefore you can be Chayim. Kimmerich says the Masla begins towards the Gemara, La'achar Yodoy Baragla. Learn in the Mishnah, if someone carries out backhandedly with his foot, so then he's going to be Potter. So Tais explains, Tais has a gear salachar yodai barakle. So Tais says, Lisvam the gears kalachar yod, according to those who have the gears up, that not kalachar yad, but kalachar yodai, which that terminology generally connotes in a certain format, like a backhanded way. Yeshlemi, what you could say is the beragloi, when it says the next case of with his foot, have a pirish kalach yodi. That's the interpretation of a backhanded way. And that's why we're saying why you're going to be patu. Nichat Rebbe Tosis prefers the original girsa of not kalach yodi, but rather leachar yodi, which, because all the time in Bresa and Gemara, that's why we find the Bresa in the Gemara, that it's not kalach yodi, it's leachar yodi. It's its own case of behind the hand, not just like in a backhanded manner. So next, Tosfos the Masechta begins with the Gemara b'marpekei. Tosfos comes to explain what exactly is this marpekei, which we're learning in the Mishnah. But someone carries out b'marpekei, he's going to be potter, because not the normal way of carrying. Tosfos says who should carry koida? That's what we call the elbow. But like a major pesher b'kunches ishtalish, not like the Rashi says, which is his armpit. And Tosfos brings proofs. Menan ba'olis. We learn Mishnah Masechta Olis that says ramachei varim ba'adam. Says there's 248 limbs in the person's body, and it describes what these limbs are. Shleishim b'pisa sayad. You have 30 in the palm of the person's hand. How do you have that? You have vabuchal etzba, you have six in each finger. You have shnayim bakanam, and we're going from the finger, and this is going to be tested proof, all the way up to the shoulder. Shnayim bakanam, after we describe the hand, the palm, now we have two in the lower arm. Shnayim b'marpek, and then it goes echad b'zrei, one in the upper arm. And shnayim b'kasa b'chul, and then two in the shoulder, etc. It says, Tosfos mashma the marpek, u'lamatim b'zrei. That definitely sounds like the marpek is lower down, because it's going in that order, than the upper arm, which is like Tosfos, which is the elbow. And the Chema Perko Emim Mishkal, so to find an Erech and Afiyat Tesma Beis, where someone says, Yodi Viragulai, says, I've taken upon myself to give the Hegdish the value of my hand and my foot. So what do? How do you evaluate that? So Memali Chavis Mam, you fill up a barrel of water. Umachnas Biat Ad Ha'otzel, you put your hand in up until the Otzel. Uberdegulad Arkuven, regarding the foot, up until the knee. Now, Ula Otzel, Kari Lebemus Nin the Hasim Bebar Pekai, the Mishnah with it describes what the Otzel is, it's Mar Pekai. Now, the targum shall atzila yadi. What's the targum of atzila yadi? It's marpake yadi, like it says nechas yud gimel. So mashma, so Tosfos brings the proof. It says it sounds like the atzal hainakuda, that the atzal is the elbow. Shul biyad, which is in the hand, can negatakuv berekel. That's the equivalent of what the knee is to the foot. That's halfway there. That's what the elbow is. That's the equivalency that we're saying that each one you have to go halfway. That's exactly that's another raya that we find. It's the elbow. Now, so to beperk bebeis the zvachim. In zvachim of yitches and beis, the pasuk is brought loyach gru biza. Which that means to say regarding the Kehanim, she'en chaygrin, that they don't girdle themselves. Loy lamatim, they have an abnei, a belt. They don't do loy lamatim, not lower down than their loins by their waist. But loy lamalam atzileim, not higher than the atzilim. Elo, k'neged atzil yedeim, rather, it's opposite the atzilim of their hands. Now, v'i atzila hani ishlish, now we said marpik is atzili. If atzili hani ishlish, like Rashi is the armpit, how would it even be possible to gird yourself higher than it's already on the top of by a person's neck? You can't even gird on a person's body higher than that. Void moreover says Tosfos Kind, if that would be the case, then when the halacha says kenegad atzilim should be opposite their atzilim, hey chaygrim, how are they going to gird themselves over there? I'll grab to the contrary, shami mokum zeh, the whole pasuk they teach us is there shouldn't be in a sweaty place. The armpits is a sweaty place. Levada hanekoyd rather says Tosfos, obviously it's the elbow, and that's where a person girdles himself with the avnate as a kind. And so too says Tosfos V'chein Yesh Lo'echichem. You could also prove from over here the Loikim Mefarish, not like those who want to explain the Makom Tefillin Have a Bekana, that the place of putting on the Tefillin is by the lower arm, Lamata Mi Marpek, lower down than the Marpek. Again, if you say like Rashi that Marpek is the armpit, so that would then make sense that that would be on the upper arm. But those who want to say that's beneath the Marpek, which would mean the Kana, the lower arm. Says Tosfos, no, because the chomakom I mean the tefillin bezroya. No, because every place we say that the tefillin is on the arm, the upper arm, it's on the zroya. And the mesach is olis, and in olis, and the first peg mashmat sounds like the zroya hula malim and marpek, like we brought before. This same source that we're bringing, we parenthetically bring in this other thing. We said that it goes in the order that obviously the zroya is above the marpek, which we said is the elbow, and obviously then the tefillin which is on the zroya is going to be on the biceps and not beneath the elbow. Might more of a taste of brings the right, because the Beperek Amim Mishkali there in the Gemara brings it up your Tesim Abayz, and it says the Gemara parks, the Gemara asks and says Ubiyad Ada Otzel, says how could you say like we brought before the halacha that by the hand when someone was sanctifying his hand in Erchin that he does the hand up until the Otzel, But it says in the pasuk, you should have a sign on your hand that's yad. But tanur in the brisa, where's the tefillin going? Zekivirus. That is the elbow. So it sounds like that the whole hand with the kivirus is considered the yad. So if so, so why are you evaluating the hand up until the atzel? Mashan, the Gemara answers, yeah, the raisa kivirus kula. You're right. Biblically, it includes the whole bicep, the whole yad. Pirish, kru yad, that's called the yad. But when the darm halacha achalash of the other, but regarding person's vows, which that's what he's taking here for hekdesh, it goes after a person's regular terminology, and with the way people speak, the hand is only up until the atzel. So again, mashman sounds like the makam tefillin lamalam an atzel, that it's above the atzel. If that's where biblically it's the whole hand, al yodeh al yotzcha, and that's what we're saying it's above. And that was the Gemara's question, that so too the nedarim should be. That we say no, that's only up until the elbow, because in people's regular vernacular, it's only up until the elbow. But again, not like those who want to say that the tefillin is beneath the elbow. So Taisa brought from Rashi that marpik is the armpit, and Taisa said no, marpik is the elbow. And Taisa brought proofs, and additionally, Taisa proved that the place of putting on the tefillin is on the biceps, on the upper part of the arm, not like those who want to say it's on the lower arm beneath the elbow. The next is the Masechta that begins, where's the Gemara? Hamitzi bepiv v'chulu. Someone takes out something with his mouth. So he's going to explain that it actually depends what. Because our Mishnah said, if you carry in your mouth, you're going to be pater. So he says, amrle this, we increases David Gimel base in Moshe Shabbos. It was talking about how many violations you could have at one shot. And it says, if it was Shabbos, v'yitzi bepiv, and you carry it out in your mouth, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. So you see that there is a liability for carrying the mouth. So it says, hanamila oichem, that's only regarding food items. Shadarkan leitzin bepiv b'shazachil, it's normal to carry it in your mouth. When you're eating, that's what we're saying going to be an additional liability. But in general, regarding carrying other types of items, that's not the normal way, and one would be exempt if one carries it out in his mouth. Kitunek says, about says, begins, where's the Gemara? Shtakech, the lamalama, you have a koi. Comes out that it was above 10 tefachim from the ground. So he's going to explain how do you get this calculation, because it's from the shoulder of a person till the ground is 3 amas. As the Gemara brought that Leviim, who carried the Aron, was above 10 tefachim from the ground. And that teaches us that one's liable for carrying him above 10 tefachim from the ground, because the Aron was 10 tefachim high. And anything they carry in poles, a third is on the top, two thirds on the bottom. So it comes out that the Aron was carried above 10 tefachim from the ground. So Taisa actually says, the Mikasef Odim Adla Orit Shal Shamas. Because from the person's shoulder to the ground, there's 3 amas, there's 18 tefachim. And two thirds of that Aron was beneath their shoulders, which was 6 tefachim and two thirds. Comes out that the Aron, calculating from the dimensions of the person down to the ground, was above 10 tefachim the ground. Taisa proves this, that the person's height is from his shoulders to the ground 3 amas, not the entire height of the person. K'damar b'targum Megillas Esther, like we find in the translation of Megillas Esther, Parshan Dasa, one of the 10 sons of Haman, it says it's dalav al plas amas, he was hanging on 3 amas. In other words, the wood that he was hanging on was 3 amas high. And v'chein kulu, and all the sons of Haman, and their heads were chopped off. That's why it was sufficient to hang from a pole 3 amas high, because that's the height of a person from his shoulders. And therefore, we're calculating here from the shoulders where they carried the sticks. That's going to tell us the dimensions over here, not from their heads. Now, then Taisa addresses some other places. Mikvah the Amah, but regarding Mikvah, the Gemara says, Yuman of Laman Alfam Alf. Dava called Gufoy Ola Behenaf Ola Resh. That says, has to be enough water, a person's whole body could go in, even with his head, because the head has to go in the Mikvah too. That is the dimension, the Ba'amal Amah Berum Gimel Amahs. It's an Amah squared with a height of 3 Amahs. Wait a second, height of 3 Amahs, that's only from the shoulder. And that's how we explain how you're going to have with the 18 Tfachim minus the 6. Around 6 and parts tefachim, the Aron's going to be above 10 tefachim, but that doesn't calculate for the head. And that's just Taisa, because the kishikun's b'mayim, when the person goes into the water, yalo hamayim l'malam bereishi, the water is going to go, and it makes the water go up above. When the person goes, submerges, and it pushes the water upwards, it's going to go above the head, and therefore it's sufficient with 3 amas. So to Bekuchen, regarding the catacombs, the Amma Sev HaMeichem Peres, the Gemara says, the Babazer Kovim Abeis, the Orkan Abba Amas says, the length of the catacombs have to be 4 Amas. Why 4 Amas? Because Hayim Emreish V'tzavah, because that's together with the head and the neck, and V'Oivi HaOren, and also you have to have for the thickness of the Oren, Im Mashem Meshaken Oren B'Tech HaKuch Tevach HaDvarim, and that you also push it in a little bit, in the length of the catacomb, Tevach and 2 Tvachim, that's what has to be 4 Amas. Because although we're saying in our Sugi 3 Amas, 3 Amas, that's only going to be up until the shoulder. So too says we got a hezegria regarding the damages of a person looking at someone else's private property. The hitzach haba amas that the Gemara requires a height of 4 amas. Bereshit baba baster on the beginning of the daf beis and beis. Why? What person's? What's the height of 4 amas? Says Tosfos, because yeah, like we said, 3 amas only up until the shoulder. But then you have to calculate mishum tzav bereish, person's neck and his head. And additionally, it would call yek biatzma shichlir. A person could then go with tippy toes. He could pick himself up and see easily. You have to have a clear cut 4 amas to get him and not be able to see. And then Tosfos ends off. What the meaning of mishum tzav? This that says an erevin of mchez meraf. The mekayim mishal odma 4 amas. It says the distance, the place of a person is considered 4 amas. We said a person not that big. That's when he stretches out his hand above his head. Then the person's length is going to be in the area of 4 amas. But again, therefore, it depends on the circumstance. So I explained that really, when we're saying over here, the height of a person is 3 amas, that's from his shoulder. And then other places where it says different dimensions, that's dependent on that context, why it requires that area all the way up until a dalet amas.